After I gave the talk last phase, I came across some advice on email and a response. So a devotee had written back to some advice that I had given a few months ago on expressing anger toward a parent. The problem this devotee was experiencing is that occasionally the devotee flares up when the parent says something, just kind of breaks out in anger and angry words on a regular basis. Not every day, but, you know, at least every week. Something is said and pushes a button, so to speak, and out comes the angry words. So the devotee wrote in for some advice a few months ago. So when I reread the advice I gave, I said, gee, this is good. It should have gone in the anger management talk. So we'll add it for future versions. Thank you for sharing the details. This was the advice. Thank you for sharing the details regarding your sometimes angry encounters with your parent. I would suggest you reflect on the seriousness of inharmony in the home. It is taking a few steps backward in spiritual progress. When you do sadhana, you move forward. But if anger occurs regularly, you step backward. And as a result, could end up standing still. It's like trying to save money for a purpose. You save each week, but then becoming angry is like spending what you saved for the last month. It is difficult to make the financial goal. Taking it more seriously, you are motivated to avoid anger at all costs. So just a few days ago, the devotee emailed back and said, the advice helped. It worked. Not getting angry, not expressing angry words toward the parent anymore. So it showed that realizing how serious it is in terms of one's spiritual progress is helpful. Some kind of analogy there, such as saving money, where you realize your sadhana is putting money in a jar, but your anger is taking it out. So consequently, you're not really making progress. Helps you realize, gee, I'm not really getting the advantages of my sadhana. I'm earning them, but then I'm throwing them away, so I'm not making the progress I should be. Just have to harness that tongue, harness those angry words, realize how important it is to do so. So also in our talk last phase, we went through the 8 steps on the ladder of violence. So to review, first one was sneaky anger, followed by the cold shoulder, blaming and shaming, swearing, screaming and yelling, demands and threats, chasing and holding, partly controlled violence, and last but not least, blind rage. So most of these are self-evident, but to some of us, the first two might not be clear as to what it includes, sneaky anger in particular, and even the cold shoulder. So I thought we could look at those for a minute. These are taken from the book Angry All the Time, which Gurudeva drew on for his work on anger management. So, sneaky anger is the first rung on the ladder of violence. It's a state of mind, something like this. I'm mad at you for something you did to me. I'm going to get back at you and get you really frustrated. But you're not going to even find out that I'm mad at you. I'm not going to let you know that. I'm just going to get back at you. You're going to end up really frustrated. And I'm going to do that not by doing something, but by not doing things. So that's the nature of sneaky anger. It's very subtle. It's the not doing of things to frustrate someone else because you're mad at them for something they did to you. that sneaky anger. So we have five versions, according to the book, of sneaky anger. I have a phrase for the first four. I forgot. Not doing something under the guise of forgetting. Come to this familiar youth chore of taking out the garbage. I forgot to take out the garbage. How many times have we heard that? How many times is it really true? So this is not talking about legitimately forgetting, which sometimes people do to do a simple chore. It's you remembered, and you knew very well you were supposed to take it out, but you're going to say, when asked why you didn't take it out, I forgot to take it out. It slipped my mind. Sneaky anger one. Sneaky anger two. The phrase, yes, but. Purposefully not doing something under the guise of an excuse. It was raining too hard to take out the garbage. Or whatever. So we come up with a lame excuse as to why we didn't do it when we're asked. You wouldn't want me to get wet, catch cold, right? It was raining too hard. Not the fact that it only rains for 5 minutes and stops. It was raining too hard. Yes, but. Number three. I couldn't figure it out. Purposefully not doing something under the guise of not being smart enough to figure it out. I couldn't figure out whose turn it was to take out the garbage. Just couldn't figure it out. There's four of us, and I couldn't figure out whose turn it was, so I didn't do anything. Number four. I didn't remember that part. Purposefully not doing something in part under the guise of forgetting that part of it was supposed to be done. Took out the garbage, but forgot to take out the gardening debris. Sorry. So as the book says, the word sorry usually appears in this one. I just forgot that part. Sorry. And the last part of sneaky anger, whining or whispering complaints while performing a task. Is also sneaky anger. So just kind of muttering under your breath, you know, complaining about it, but not loud enough so anyone really knows what you're saying. But clearly, you know, you're disgruntled, you're grumble, grumble, grumble. You're complaining under your breath while you do it is another form of sneaky anger. So that's interesting. I never would have figured all that out without the book. But those of you who are parents are probably closer to this than the monks are. But very interesting, sneaky anger. So it's anger expressed not through doing something, but through not doing something, either fully or in part, in all the different ways you can not do something.